5 Costa Adige plans for your holiday. Princess Hotels and Resorts is always on the lookout for the best locations for its guests. So it's no coincidence that its two adults-only hotels in Tenerife, the Bahia Princess and Guayarmina Princess, are on the Costa Adige. And Costa Adige is about more than the prime location, there's also a huge array of activities to enjoy. There's something for everyone. The more adventurous souls can take to the open seas in a catamaran, go on a cruise, or even try out a kayak. More of a golf fan? There's a first-class golf course for you. Is nature your thing? Head out for a hike and explore all the nearby villages. Want to know more? Here are 5 Costa Adige plans to guarantee you'll enjoy every single minute of your trip. Play golf like a pro. The south of Tenerife is home to a tailor-made haven for golf fans, Golf Costa Adige. The club, host of the European Tour Tenerife Open in 2021, is renowned for its unique layout. The 27-hole course boasts wide greens and obstacles including ravines and lakes, all made to make golfers feel every inch the pro. And there's more. Golf Costa Adige is in a truly magical setting. The design is in keeping with the natural landscape, and comes complete with former agricultural terraces. These terraces offer unbeatable panoramic views of the ocean and La Gomera, Tenerife's neighboring island. Dolphin and whale watching, cruise ships, jet skis. Costa Adige is also the perfect place for water sports and activities. If you're looking for something tranquil, head to Puerto Colon where you can go on a dolphin and whale watching tour. Set sail in southern Tenerife and you could come across its cetaceous residents, bottlenose dolphins and short-finned pilot whales, all year round. If you're looking for a more exclusive, but equally calm activity, why not go on a luxury boat or catamaran trip? Adrenaline junkies might prefer to get their fix on a jet ski, set out on an adventure on a kayak to see dolphins and turtles, or test their balance on an inflatable banana boat. An Arona getaway. One of the advantages of staying in Costa Adige is it's easy to get to Arona, one of the top spots to visit in the south of Tenerife. Why? The municipality's historic center has place of cultural interest status, and is easy to get to, easy to get around on foot, and comes highly recommended. Culturally speaking, it has a lot to offer, with striking examples of rural, traditional, and stately architecture, as well as its unique cobbled streets. A town most definitely worth a visit. Arona is also known for its nature. It's home to Malpaista La Rasca Special Nature Reserve, Montana de Guiza Natural Monument, and Roque da Jama Park. And of course, Playa de las Americas Beach, one of Tenerife's most iconic beaches. A magical village in the south of Tenerife. Another great location for a getaway in the south of the island is Vila Flor de Chasna, one of the highest villages in Spain. This municipality is brimming with history. The first Canarian saint was born there in 1626, Santo Hermano Pedro. Vila Flor de Chasna was also a destination of choice back in the 16th century. Botanists, scientists, and the sick would come along the Camino Real de Chasna, drawn by the village's proximity to tide, pleasant climate and breathtaking landscapes. Just like today. In Vila Flor de Chasna, you can drink in the historic setting, marvel at two unique examples of Canary Island pine, the Pino Gordo, with a circumference of 9 meters, and the 56-meter high Pino de las Dos Pernadas, or visit Casa Inglesa, built in the 19th century and home to the British Mary Edwards and Reverend Thomas Gifford Nash. Hiking enthusiasts also have their pick of routes, including El Sombrerito de Chasna, with a small 600-meter stretch in Tide National Park, and the Paisage Lunar Route leading to a volcanic formation that whisks walkers away to another planet. Head for the Barranco del Infierno Ravine. You can try another beautiful route without even leaving Adige, although the name may sound off-putting, Barranco del Infierno, or Hell's Ravine in English. But there's no reason to be scared. It takes its name from the precipitous geological formations rather than the difficulty of the paths. The 6-kilometer route is suitable for even minimal fitness levels. Plus, the views of the southern Tenerife landscape from the natural terraces make the walk more than worthwhile. Barranco del Infierno Ravine is a protected natural area and part of the Barranco del Infierno Special Nature Reserve, encompassing other ravines and rocks. And it's also guaranteed to get archaeology lovers' pulses racing. Various elements and objects dating back more than 1,000 years have been found in Barranco del Infierno, as well as caves and engravings. Yet another fantastic Costa Adige plan.